This is David of Sparkle Stories, and welcome to the podcast. This week, I'm going to tell you a story from our Sparkle Sleepy Time series. Stories that are designed to help children relax and gently ease into nap or bedtime. The story is called Addie the Possum, and it is about a young possum, Joey, who likes having both a younger and an older brother. She admires her older brother, Torin, and how brave he is when he goes on his own to explore, and she feels proud when she's able to take care of little Buzz, her younger brother. Now, this story takes place on the day when it is she, and not Torin, who is asked to lead the family up the old ladder back to their home in the abandoned shed. On that night, she goes to bed feeling at once proud and very, very tired. Enjoy. Addie the Possum. Once upon a time, there was a young possum named Addie, who lived with her family in the loft of a tumble-down garage. The garage was next to an old shingle house outside of town that was owned by an old woman who had lived there for many, many years. Now, Addie and her family had lived in the loft of the tumble-down garage for all of Addie's life, and never had she ever seen the old woman. She only knew about her because of stories her mother had told and occasional sounds she heard during the day when she was sleeping. As far as Addie was concerned, the garage, the loft, and all the boxes of things that were stored on the old shelves were all there for her and her family, all part of her home. Now, Addie was very young, not as young as her little brother, but still much younger than her older brother, who had recently started exploring the patch of tall grass behind the garage all by himself. Her brothers were named Torin and Buzz, and Addie liked being the only girl, and she also liked being the middle child. She felt a special kind of safety having a brother on either side of her. And as I said, her older brother Torin had recently begun to explore the tall grass by himself, but Addie and Buzz were still too young to go out like that. They stayed with their mother. And in the past, Addie preferred it that way. Recently, however, Addie had been more curious about the world and wondered what it would be like to have more time on her own. But Addie trusted her mother and knew that she would know what was best. One night when Mother had taken them all to the rock wall to look for grubs and worms, Addie's mother suggested that she do some exploring.
"By myself?"
asked Addie, amazed at the suggestion. Her mother nodded with a sparkle in her eyes, and then told her to stay on this side of the maple tree and no further than the tall mossy rock on one side and the rotten oak stump on the other. Addie was delighted to have so much room to explore, but then she felt a hesitation. She felt a little nervous about having so much freedom, and she stood a moment longer. And then she took a deep breath and began to root around in the little nooks and crannies between the rocks. She started to enjoy herself and imagine that there were tiny magical creatures hiding in some of the tiny little caves. And if she listened very hard, she might hear some of them singing. At one point she found a little round green stone and enjoyed rolling it down a bigger rock. She also found a snapped twig that smelled a little like sweet birch and brought it back to her mother to see if it was okay to chew. Her mother said yes, and she happily sat on a flat rock and chewed while listening to the calming sounds of nighttime. She liked having room to explore on her own. She felt big, like her big brother. Then her big brother Torin asked to go on the other side of the maple tree. That was far away, and Addy looked over at Mother to see what she would say. Mother said yes, and Addy watched him walk slowly along the moonlit rocks. She felt proud and a little nervous for her older brother Torin. She thought he was very brave to go exploring like that, and then she smiled, knowing that one day she would be just as brave. As she watched her brother, she looked around at the trees with their small springtime leaves, and she smiled. The air smelled particularly sweet this night. She could smell the musky scent of the moss mixed with a spicy crispness of the fiddleheads. Addie closed her eyes and drank in the comforting smells, and then she heard Mother's soft voice.
"Time for us to head home. The sun will be coming out soon, and Buzz is quite tired."
Addie looked at her little brother Buzz and saw him yawn. She smiled at his tiny little teeth sparkling in the moonlight. Mother turned to climb down from the rocks, and Addie turned to help Buzz. She liked helping her little brother, and this made her feel like a big possum. Once they reached the old rotten fence post, Addie could see her older brother approach with a wide smile. She could tell that he had enjoyed his time by himself. Mother led them all through the tall grass behind the tumble-down garage, and they wound around the raspberry vines and the thistle stalks, following the faint trail that they took every night. Addie knew they were close when they passed the big white stone, and she glanced at the faint design in the rock's surface that always reminded her of a smiling possum face. After a few more steps, Mother stopped, and Addie could see the bottom of the old aluminum ladder that led them to their home.
"Addie," said her mother, "would you like to be first tonight?"
Addie looked at Mother, and then at Torin, and then Buzz, and then back to Mother.
"Really? Me?"
she asked with amazement.
"Yes," said Mother with a smile. "I think you are ready."
Addie smiled too, as she was filled with a mixture of pride and giddiness. She had never led the family up the ladder before. Her brother Torin had done it many times, but this would be her first. She turned to the ladder and reached up to the bottom rung. Grabbing the lip of the rung with her front paws, she pulled herself gently up until she could secure her back paws and then stand. Satisfied, she turned to look down at Mother, and she smiled. Mother nodded,
and Addie then reached up for the next rung. As she climbed, she used her long, strong tail to help balance and steady herself. She went up the third, the fourth, and then the fifth rung, and then she could see the entrance hole in the roof getting closer and closer. She looked down to see her younger brother Buzz being helped up by Mother, and she paused to see if she could help from above. She saw Buzz nervously reach up to the next rung while Mother held him from underneath. She could see that Buzz was a little frightened. She knew he did not like going up and down the ladder. She held out her long, strong tail to him, and he grabbed onto it quickly. He held onto her tail as she pulled both herself and him up the next rung, while Mother helped from below. She did this for two more rungs until she reached the top and could touch the edge of the hole. Buzz let go of her tail and then held on to the top rung as Addie reached up to the old boards of the eaves and pulled herself through the hole. As she shuffled up onto the loft floor, she remembered when she felt like Buzz, when she was nervous about the ladder and the hole in the eave. She smiled to herself, knowing that she was older now. She was not as old as Torin, but she was old enough to lead the family up the ladder. She felt good. She felt brave. Mother helped Buzz through the hole, and Addie pulled him up from above. Then came Mother, and then finally Torin. Once they were all assembled, Addie continued to lead the family along the thin channel between the shelves. She squeezed behind the cracked wooden croquet set and the milk crate filled with jars. She climbed over the cardboard box of fat, dusty books and then scrambled over the roll of carpet remnants to their cozy home in the corner. She stood at the edge of their bed and waited for her brothers and her mother to arrive. She could smell the soft nest of shredded rags and pillow stuffing that Mother had gathered, and the smell made her feel very, very sleepy. By the time everyone was together again, Addie's eyes were quite heavy. She and her younger brother Buzz then crept together onto the bed and stepped carefully over the cushiony mix of cotton socks, wool batting, and fragrant dried birch leaves and pine needles. With every step, Addie got more and more tired until she reached her spot on the bed and lay down. She ooched and snuggled into the stuffing, and then Buzz ooched and snuggled into her. Torin slid into his spot on the bed, and then Mama wrapped herself around them all. This was Addie's favorite moment, when she could feel her mother's fuzzy cheek against her neck and Buzz's tail draped over her belly. They were together, all four of them, wrapped up in a cuddly warm embrace. Addie listened and could hear the sounds of the early, early morning begin. She heard the peeper frogs begin to chirp as well as the warbling call of the forest thrush. Mixed with the outside sounds was the soft, windy sound of Buzz's breath. Addie could tell that he was now asleep. Soon after, she heard Torin's grumbling, and she knew that he was asleep as well. She listened for Mother, to see if she had fallen asleep, but no, her breathing was still even and awake. She knew that Mother would not fall asleep until all her children were asleep first. So, little Addie snuggled into the warm bed a little deeper. She smiled slightly, thinking about how brave she had been exploring on her own and then leading the family up the ladder. She took a deep breath in, sighed a soft breath out, and then Addie fell deeply and happily asleep.
This has been an original story from our Sparkle Sleepy Time series. Copyright 2013. If you would like to listen to more stories about sleepy animals from around the world, go to sparklestories.com where you will find many, many, many more. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.